Well, major cities are starting to require vaccine status for indoor diners, not just here in New York, but we've seen that as well implemented in New Orleans and San Francisco. It raises a lot of questions about what restaurants can do to ensure that they are, in fact, verifying their diners are vaccinated. And OpenTable, the reservation giant, teaming up with Clear, cybersecurity firm, most popularly known in airports there, teaming up to make sure that it's easier for their patrons to show their vaccination status. And for more on that partnership, want to bring on the president and CTO of OpenTable. Joseph Essis joins us right now alongside Yahoo Finance's Alexander Canal. And Joseph, it's interesting. I think a lot of people watching the show know Clear as the expedited airport line. Of course, security at JFK may be a little bit more strict than what you might find at a Denny's. So is OpenTable, you know, profiting off the partnership, or was this something that restaurants you partner with were seeking because it's become difficult to really tease out who's telling the truth here?
Yeah, nice and good to be here. So we definitely don't profit from this at all. The whole motivation here is to allow restaurants to do things in an easy way. So as a pandemic hits and as new regulations come in, new mandates around if you need to show your vaccination proof as you go to dine indoors, we just offer an opportunity for diners to have a very easy way to do that without thinking about it. Don't have to carry your vaccination card with you, and for restaurants to an opportunity to kind of verify you and tag you inside our system, saying you've been verified for entry.
Joseph, you have 432 restaurants on the OpenTable platform right now that are requiring proof of vaccination, but you guys have said that you seat over 1 billion people across 60,000 plus restaurants, wineries, and eateries. So percentage-wise, this is still pretty small. When you talk to your restaurant partners, what are the pain points of this? And for those that are unwilling to require proof of vaccination at this time, why is that? Is it fear of losing business, lack of staffing? What have you guys been hearing?
So that's been interesting. I mean, all these new features that we're launching for restaurants, restaurants have to opt in into them and kind of check the box to say, I want to participate in this program. And we just launched it, you know, very, very recently, and we already have hundreds of restaurants who are playing in that. And some of it is a reflection of mandates, you know. So if you're a restaurant operating in New York City or San Francisco, you have to do this. And so they have to obviously say, we want to do it, and they have to check the box and say, let's do it together. Now, from the diner side, I think the feature is compelling as well, because as you make a reservation, you get all the information you need to know when you go to a restaurant. So the expectation is set that I have to show the vaccination record, and there's no kind of unpleasant surprises as you walk in. So I think it works both from both sides. It works quite well.
Yeah, we're just showing here our results. It's interesting because it looks like your guys' results were a little different when we asked the same question when it comes to would you be willing to kind of go to a restaurant where you got to show it for entry. Our results were overwhelmingly that people would not want to go to those restaurants. Your results, 72% said they're very willing to dine at a restaurant that requires proof of vaccination. Of course, these are probably different sets of the population we may have been polling here. But when it comes to that, on what you're hearing on the reservation side, right, on the restaurant side, since people watching this can make up their own minds whether or not they want to go in for vaccination. I mean, what are you hearing from the restaurant side in implementing this and really being able to do this in a way that's easier, I suppose, since restaurants are already grappling with enough?
Right. So we look at the data from various kind of directions, I would say. We don't see a massive drop in traffic into restaurants or in reservations into restaurants in the cities that mandated those vaccinations. So which means folks are probably not as worried about it. Also, in our polls are conducted among the diners who actually go out to eat in those restaurants. And like you mentioned, you know, 70%+ of them said they have no problem going to restaurants. In fact, they would feel good about going to restaurants knowing that it's a safe environment. So in some cities, there's definitely somewhat of a drop in demand. In other cities, there's not as much. Hard to say is related to this new mandates or not. We've been looking through it, and some of it is seasonal. Some of it is weather-wise. You know, there's been obviously bad weather on the East Coast. So we'll see. We'll watch it carefully, and we'll know in the following weeks, like, what's working, what's not working.
And let's talk about the security aspect of it all. Recently, there were reports that data from COVID contract tracing apps were leaked. And I think overall, there's just been a surge in data hacks. We have a White House event later today that will be discussing all of the cybersecurity threats that we've been facing. So how do you ensure that users' public health information is not leaked or exposed?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we obviously looking at every opportunity to make sure that everything is safe, not just that you feel safe going to a restaurant, but also your information is safe. And so we partnered with Clear because I think Clear is a company that is true expert in identity and security and connecting secure information to your identity. And we don't want to store health sensitive information. And so Clear specializes in that. And so in this case, a diner that comes in, if they have a Clear app, their vaccination card is right there. If it's not, we prompt them to download it. And so all the secure health information has been stored on the Clear side. From OpenTable side, all it is a verification, essentially. Somebody just checks that I verified this person that they can enter the restaurant given all the regulations.
It's a very interesting question around all that, since, you know, some of the times, anecdotally, just hearing reports of fake vaccine passports, as well as, you know, people maybe not checking the names on all these things, obviously Clear, a bit of a higher hurdle to jump through there than maybe what we might see on the front lines at some of these restaurants. But Joseph Essis, OpenTable President and CTO, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us today alongside Yahoo Finance's Alexander Canal as well. Thanks again for the time.